Welcome to the World Ventures audio training series. You're about to listen to a training segment recorded at one of World Ventures' largest national events, Millionaire Bootcamp. We theme our national events to add the element of fun and make them memorable and engaging. At this particular event, its bootcamp theme was highly energetic with a driven mindset presentation style. Millionaire Bootcamp is one of our most popular training events. But don't be fooled, as good as this recording is, it's really only a 2 out of 10 compared to experiencing the event in person. As you can hear on the recording, the energy and the enthusiasm of the World Ventures culture is electric. Also, because the trainer is speaking to a crowd of thousands upon thousands of people, there's a level of high intensity, vulnerability, and passionate emotion shared at times. So, sit back, listen, and learn from one of our best training segments that brought the crowd to their feet.
Well, they're going to bring the hillbilly up to explain everything that just happened this weekend. Wow, what an amazing event. You know, I sit out in the audience and I watch what takes place as you watch corporate roll out time after time after time because they want you to win too. You know, they come up with this new technology that everybody in the world's gonna want, and guess who's got it? We got it on flights. Y'all saw that, right? You know, they come up with the promotions and the contests to make you go to work. We got that, right? You got that part, all right? And then they bring the people on stage that they had this weekend were just unbelievable. I sit there in my seat and I watch these other leaders that come across and I'm going to have a heck of a time just carrying their lunch bucket. Yeah. I mean, when you got world-class speakers like Johnny Wimbrey, who's sitting right down here, was he just ridiculous? You know, Jeremy Larson, 2.5 years ago, doesn't even know the name World Ventures. He stands on this stage to inspire thousands. Kerry Schneider comes on this stage right at the beginning. Best I've ever seen her. Where are you at, Kerry? All right, I don't know, right here. Unbelievable girl. All right. And Grisbowski's like in another planet. You know? Jefferson Santos. Wow. How can you be that good looking and be that good? And then there's me. That was a guy that whistled, by the way. I just think how blessed I am to just even have a chance to walk on this stage. Because of what this company has done for me, for my family, and for my friends. I don't even know how to put it in words. You know, they want me to wrap the weekend up and we're going to give her a shot. But I wish that I could just, you know, pour it in you of what I know and my belief of what this could do for you. But I won't be able to. My goal is just if I can just catch a couple of you. Where you catch the vision that your life can be entirely different. Not only financially, but your friends, emotionally, spiritually. I mean, there's just so many facets, you know. I wish that the serendipities of what this company is, I don't even know how to explain it. By the way, you know what a definition of a serendipity is, don't you? It's when you're looking for the farmer's daughter and or when you're looking for a needle in the haystack and you find the farmer's daughter. Wimbrey would use that one, but from where he comes from, they don't say those things. Isn't that right? Oh, well, a couple things that took place this weekend that I want to talk about real quick that I think there's a lot of people don't understand what happened. I believe that we made maybe the biggest announcement in the history of our entire company this weekend, and some of you, it went right over your head, and that was when our company decided to go mobile. All right? See, our company is not a very big company, but it's still a pretty big company. And if you can imagine a giant cruise ship, when we try to make decisions, it takes a long time to turn that cruise ship. Are you with me? What we did is we just went from the cruise ship to the speedboat that we can flip on a dime. See, now all of a sudden you just pull your phone out and you just register somebody. You register somebody for the event. See, this is just the tip of the iceberg of where we're going. And if you don't have a smartphone, you better get you one, at least act smart. This is where it's going. And you either adapt or get left behind. That's what's taking place. And I'm so excited about, you know, this announcement that they talked about of us going mobile. Because this is going to change things where we can get to people faster and quicker. That's what this game is about. Is how can we expose more people faster? How can we get the information to them? See, they're carrying this thing around with them right here. This is what their information is coming in. It's not on their, you know, not somebody calling them on the phone. It's not on their computer anymore. It sits in their pocket. And we now have the ability and we have the platforms in place in order to start implementing more and more of these things. Thank you, guys. All right. Thank you for that. See, they wanted me to come up here and give your marching orders, and we're going to talk about some of those things, but I'm going to give you a big part of them right here, all right? And the only thing that I believe you need to do when you leave here is let's go to the event that is register for, see, what we want you to do is register for the event and put 10 new ones in. Everybody got that? See, your job is to leave here and focus on the simple. My success didn't come because I was good looking. My success didn't come because I was smart. They about kicked me out of school. All right, my success didn't come other than I was able to be persistent. And I'm going to share, there's four things I want to talk about here in a minute. All right, my success came because I could just do the simple, stupid stuff over and over. I love Vince Lombardi, and some of you don't even know who he is. All right, but every year he would start out and he'd say, "This is a football." See, his teams were successful because he got it down to the basic stuff. This last year in the basketball playoffs, the Boston Celtics, who are old and decrepit, just about go to the finals because they have the fundamentals of basketball down better than anybody in the entire NBA. All right? What I want you to understand to get good at, you know, we talked about all kinds of stuff. I mean, every speaker had ridiculous things to add value to you. But what do we got to do to break it down? Because, see, tomorrow we go out amongst the unwashed civilians. It's all cozy in here. But tomorrow you're going to get maybe your first no. What are you going to do then? You're going to have to get focused on simple stuff and just stay consistent with that. You got to leave here with a game plan. What am I going to do? See, my success came from just, I got started and this is what I asked the question. I just asked a couple people and I said, what do you need to do to get started? And they said, just go get you enough personals. I go, well, how many is that? They said, enough. I don't know how many it is for you. I go right down this row. Everyone's got a different number. I will tell you one thing, they all got over 30. Some of them got 40, some of them got 50, some of them got 300. I don't know what it is, but would you go get 30 to start with? See, go get you at least enough, it starts at 30. See, I watch people build this thing, and I watch them make the same mistakes over and over and over. The first number one mistake is this, is they won't go personally recruit enough people. Go get 30, see, what you spend all your time doing is pushing dead bears up trees. You ever tried to push a dead bear up a tree? That's exactly what you're doing if you got less than 30. See, all those marketing directors, they walked across stage up here, and lots of them told you their numbers. The ones that were doing it really, really fast had more than 30. because they found ones that were ready to run and they just got along beside them instead of trying to push a damn bear up the tree. See, you're frustrated. It's not going fast enough. Well, they're not doing it. How come I got these people and they're not making it work? Go find some more. Go find some more. See, if it's not going fast enough for me, I just look in the mirror and say, I guess I got to go find me a couple more. Who wants to go win with me? That's all I'm looking for. Grzybowski came up here and was just, you know, he talked about looking, flipping the cards. Boom! An ace. And the faster you flip them, the faster you find them. Isn't that right, Eric? Go find 30. That's the first thing. Just do enough. All right, once you get to 30, I don't know how many more you need. Enough. All right, I got somebody, they said, hey, you need to go to some events. I said, I might need to go to. They said, enough. There wasn't an end point of how many. You know what they were, when I looked at this, I said, oh, well, enough. I guess I don't know how many that is. I need to go to some. Not just some, I just went to every one and I started building my team from one event to the next event. And then whatever I got to at that event, I just built the net. Whatever they announced, the next one, I scratched whatever's in my calendar out and I put that in there. That's all you got to do. See, you only got to make a decision to go one time. When you're ready to win, that's when you make the decision. And I know there's some people in the back and they're saying, well, the sound was messed up here in the back. It bounced off the walls and the guy I sat beside, I didn't like him. Who cares? Doesn't have nothing to do. Build from event to event to event. They said, how many you need to go to? I just said enough. They just told me enough. Just go to enough events. Well, then I asked a couple other questions. This was a tough one for me. They said, how many of these books you think I need to read? And they looked at me like a dog with water in his ear, like, are you kidding me? Like a lot, dude. I said enough. How many of the people walked across the stage, came up over here, didn't go real fast for them. They came up here and they figured out that the personal growth is what was going to make the difference, and that's how they won next. They had to read some books. They had to listen to some audios. You know, I got some people that they say, how many you need to listen to? I just tell them enough. Just enough. Just keep listening. Just keep listening every day. Turn the negative stuff off. Turn the electronic income reducer off at home. Some of you get that one on the way home when you turn it on tonight. Oh, that's what that was, the blue haze. And the blue haze now is your computer screen or whatever it is. Just shut it off. I always just said if it gets bad enough, they'll come find me. Get involved in the personal growth. So we got to put enough personals in. Go to enough events. Listen to enough audios. All of a sudden, you start to figure out, hey, I can make this thing work. And then the other one is if I have one talent, it was this last one, is just have enough persistency. Just until it gets done. I remember one time, I don't remember where it was, I watched Marcosette on stage. I'll draw you the picture. I got to figure out how to turn this on. Monica, does this thing work? It's a hillbilly on a high-tech deal is a problem. Mark draws a line over here, and he draws one over there, and he said the fastest from one point to the other is a straight line, right? Is it on the screen? All right. Mark draws this out, and he said, here's what most people do when they build their team. I'm sitting here watching him do this. As they take off like this, and they start out, and they get a, you know, phone. They talk to their first person. First person says, no, I'm not going to do this. And so now they're all messed up. They go to an event, and they come back up here on the line, and they keep going up here a little bit, and they get going for a ways. And pretty soon their wife's mad at them for a week, and they're down over here. All right? Bill collector's calling them, all this kind of stuff. And pretty soon, oh! Go to another event. I guess we'll get back on the line. No, you don't get on there. You start back here. And you go like this up here a little bit farther, and you get up here, and pretty soon, then it's down here again, and it's just all this BS. That's what it is. See, if I have one talent, almost to a fault, ask my wife. Once I got on that damn line, I was not getting off, and nobody was pulling me off. I didn't care who it was or what they said. I'm not getting off. I'm sick and tired of being over here. See, I'd had enough. I'd had enough. And I said, I want to get over here. What do I got to do to get over here? See, they just told me I had to do enough. That's what I'm telling you. You got to go do enough. They laid the game plan out. We're going to go to the event. That's all you got to do. And then you got to figure out when you've had enough. See, you start when you've had enough. You make a decision, and then you do enough. That's how this deal works. And then you come over here, and when you've really had enough, who's had enough? See, some of you have had enough. See, I'd had enough. I got tired of 40 bill collectors a day calling me. I got tired of not having any money. I got tired of my little girl going through the grocery line with my wife and always wanting to buy something, and she could never buy her anything because we didn't have no money. We had to go get money out of the couch virtually to go buy groceries when I saw this. I had to buy shoes to go to an event like this so I looked decent, and they were a size and a half too small for my feet. I had to wear them for a whole year. I'm not asking you to have any pity on me. That's not the point of this. The point of this is I had had enough. And I said, I'm going to go do whatever it takes. See, I didn't, they said, these are the events. I didn't have no money to go to the events. But see, I could either use that as an excuse or the reason to go. I just said, when are they? I'll just be there. I might sleep outside. I have no idea. It doesn't matter. But when you make decisions, you step out on faith, magical things happen. God cannot use you unless you're willing to jump. It'll all work out just fine. I watched Lorenzo come up here, Zoe, and he's getting his $100,000 ring. Those guys were my team. I'd meet them at an event, and they'd show up there, and they were sleeping in the attic of some building somewhere, someplace, because somebody offered them these little, they take a little pad along, I don't know what the deal was, they slept in their cars, they got 35 people in one room. I see you guys right there, you know what I'm talking about. There was a price to pay, but they had had enough. And they were willing to do enough to stand on that stage, to change their life. See, I think of Bethany Webster. Little picture-taking nurse. Who had had enough. And she decided to do enough. David Peach, making lots of money as a chiropractor. Had no time, no life. He had had enough. And he decided, made the decision to do enough. Jeff Bolf, I used to call him on the phone. I said, are you excited to go sell a policy tomorrow? This was after he's done selling policies. Jeff was in insurance. See, Jeff didn't like Mondays very good. Does anybody figure out Jeff likes the weekend? Jeff likes the weekend. Somebody come up here on stage earlier and they said, you know, you got your friends that have a lot of money, you got your beer drinking buddies, and you got some people you like to have fun with. And I looked at my buddies and I said, my buddies do all those things. See, there was one night on a dirt road where he and Cindy had a little powwow. And Jeff had had enough. And it didn't matter. He had to sell Cindy, but he'd had enough. And he was willing to do enough. Troy Brown, right here. He decided he didn't like 3 a.m. calls to the hospital to stick a needle in a pregnant woman's back so she could get rid of a little bit of pain when she's going to have that thing. He decided he was more excited about being woke up in the morning by his new son, Trig. And he thought he'd invest in him, and he'd had enough. And he said, I'm going to do enough. I go right down this row. I could talk with every one of you just about right in here. See, Dave and Yvette Yeloah, my good friends over here. Yeloah had had enough of just trying to come home alive at night. That's right. So he told me, he said, I was just thankful I got home that night alive from being a cop. He'd had enough. I'm just telling you, we got something magical here. And I'll tell you right now, if you've had enough and you're willing to make a decision today to do what I talked about, then what takes place, all of a sudden, you'll have to do enough, whatever that is. I don't know what it is. Enough! What is it? I don't know. You can't define it. It's until you've done enough, until you walk on that stage. Those people stood right over there, the marketing directors. When you reach a rank level, I stand right over there every time. I look in your eyes and the tears run down my face because I know what they had to do. Nobody handed it out to them. They had to figure it out. They had to do enough. They had to do enough. That's what I'm asking you. You have to decide today when you go home. Have you had enough? If you have, you have to make a decision. And once you make the decision, you do not look left. You do not look right. See, this is what I was good at. Once I decided, I did not get deterred. I don't care what happens tomorrow. It did not matter to me. I didn't care if my wife was mad at me, which she was. I didn't care if the bill collectors called me, and they did. I didn't care if the car broke down. I had had enough. And I wanted my life back, and I wanted to live the way I wanted to live. See, we have a magical idea that will do that for you if you will go do enough. Because let me tell you this, it is your life. God bless you.